You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
Father, I thank you, Lord, that you would just make your word something that brings light into our lives today. Through all the different things, the victories and the trials that come in our life, it's your word that helps us to make sense of things, helps to be a roadmap to us. So we thank you for that. We thank you that this time would be precious as we look into your word. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. Amen. How many know the solutions are in the word of God? Amen. Amen. So, how many remember the first time you heard the Noah story? The story of the flood. You know, as a little kid, oh wow, how many people remember the Noah story? There's like three hands. Okay. You know, the ark, the animals two by two, the flood, the rainbow, the promise. But it's not just a story for children. This is a story that we can really learn a lot from, even as adults. And as I was spending some time with the Lord this week, he really brought back the Noah story to me. And he started to show me some things about where we are today. So I'd like to look at some truths out of the Noah narrative today. And so if you can flip and find it, Genesis 6, it's right there. We're going to call this sermon today, Manifested Destiny, Part 3. You can look around the room and see there is destiny manifesting. Amen? Amen. And other alternate title, A World Gone Wrong. You know, in the New Living Translation, at the beginning of the of Genesis 6, a header, they gave it A World Gone Wrong. But Genesis 6 and 5 says, the Lord observed the extent of human wickedness on the earth, and he saw that everything they thought or imagined was consistently and totally evil. That's pretty bad, right? So the Lord was sorry he ever made them and put them on the earth. It broke his heart. And the Lord says, I will wipe out this human race that I have created from the face of the earth. Yes, I will destroy every living thing, all the people, the large animals, the small animals that scurry on the ground, and even the birds of the sky. I am sorry I ever made them. But Noah found favor with God. Turn to somebody and say, but Noah found favor with God. Come on, Noah. Noah found favor with God. I want us to get this out of everybody on the earth. The world was messed up, but God said that Noah found favor with God. In the midst of sin and corruption and violence, God found a man that he could work with. When everything is going wrong around you, can you be that person that God can work with? God is looking for a good man. God is looking for a good woman that he can work with. God is looking for somebody that he can work through, that he can bless through. Not just bless you, but get a blessing through you. And it's time for us to stop in this year, stop looking at the negatives about what's around us. Because Noah's world was messed up. And so maybe things around you, maybe things last year were kind of messed up. Maybe it was family stuff. Maybe it was stuff at your job. Maybe it was some relational things. Maybe it's something else. Don't focus on the mess. Focus on how God can work with you. And being somebody that God could work with. So Noah, he found favor with the Lord. And this word favor is so interesting because It means approval. It means support. It means, listen to this, acts of kindness beyond what is due or usual. How many would like to have God pour something out on you that's good, that's kind, that's beyond what's due, beyond what's usual, beyond what you would expect? This is what happens when the favor is on you. How many want that kind of favor like Noah did? So favor is also the root word of favorite. Now, it's true, Acts 10:34, that God is no respecter of persons. He shows no favoritism. But he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Hebrews 11:6. So while God doesn't show favoritism, he's not unfair and unjust in his treatment, he's not biased, God does bestow favor, so God has some favorites. Noah was one of God's favorites. How many would like to be in this year one of God's favorites? I don't know about you, but I want to put on the favor of God in this year. God is talking to us right now, and God is going to be talking to us in this year. Genesis 6:9. Let's continue. This is the account of Noah and his family. Somebody say it, and his family. Noah was a righteous man, the only blameless person living on the earth at the time. This must have been a bad time. Come on, this must have been a bad time if God is saying, this is the only guy that I could work with. God observed, and he walked closely with God. He walked in close fellowship with God. Somebody say that, close fellowship with God. And Noah was the father of three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Can I get Shem, Ham, and Japheth? We need another Japheth. He's not ready to be Japheth. Okay, he's coming. He's going to be. No, he's not ready. He's ready. He's ready to be Japheth. Come on, let's get Japheth up here. All right. Put them on the stage. They're a little shorter. He had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now God saw that the earth had become corrupt and was filled with violence. God observed all this corruption in the world, for everyone on earth was corrupt. So God said to Noah, I have decided to destroy all the living creatures, for they have filled the earth with violence. Yes, I will wipe them out along with the earth. So build a large boat of cypress wood and waterproof it. So build. Turn to somebody and say, so build. So build. This is important for us to get. You know, when God is talking, we need to be listening. When God is talking, there are moments in our life, intersections in our life. There are moments of heavy traffic. We need to be listening to God so we don't get into an accident, so we don't get into an incident, so we don't get into an issue. If God has given us a word to make a U-turn, we need to be listening. If God is saying, hey, hang a left, we need to be listening. If God's saying, I know you're looking at the right and the left, go straight. There are critical moments, and Noah was having a critical moment that God was speaking a critical word. I want to tell you, this is one of those moments that God is speaking a critical word. Turn to somebody and say, critical word. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. It's a critical word. Because we get ourselves off track. We get ourselves derailed from our destiny. We get in a way that we miss the whole thing that God is trying to do when we're not listening. So somewhere, Noah is seeking God. And Noah finds favor with God. Then Noah receives the word from God. See this progression? Listen to this progression. Noah is seeking God. How many are seeking God for what God wants you to do this year? First off, Noah is seeking God. Secondly, Noah receives favor. from God. Then he receives the word from God. And God is a family God. This is what's so particularly interesting about God. He doesn't just work with a man, just a man. God works with a family. God doesn't just work with one single person. He works with a family. God is a generational God. God has a bigger plan in mind than just a person, just you or me. God has a plan for our entire family. God has a plan for the generations to come. So this is how God is. God is a God of legacy. So while you are finding favor with God, you're actually attracting a blessing on your family. When you say, God, you can work with me, and you receive the favor of God, then guess what happens? The blessing doesn't just go to you. The blessing goes to the family as well. And this is how favor works. This is how favor works. How many would like to experience favor this year? I'm talking about what God did for Noah. God wants to do for you and me. God wants to give that favor. He wants to put that favor on you. So God says to Noah, things are really messed up right now. And I'm going to have to change things in the world. I'm going to have to judge things in the world. But I'm going to work with you and your family. So go and build. Turn to somebody and say, go and build. Go and build. This is what the construction crew looked like. Get a glimpse of this. Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now, they were a little older, okay? But a four-man workforce building an ark the size of a football field. Go and build. Turn to somebody and say it. Go and build. Here is the prophetic word for you right now in this season. Things may be messed up right now. There may be some circumstances that you're unhappy with, that you're displeased with. There actually may be some things in your life that are impossible. But God is saying, go and build. Go and build. Go and build something I can bless. Go and build. You see, that's the word that's happening right now. There's some physical things that are being built. But even more so, there's something in the spirit that God is trying to build in us. He's saying, go and build. I've now put my favor on you. You sought me. I put my favor on you. And now I've given you a word to build. Now it's to the point we need to go and build. Genesis 6:17. Look, I'm about to cover the earth with a flood that will destroy every living thing, everything on earth. But I will confirm my covenant. Can you say this? I will confirm my covenant with you. So enter the boat, you and your wives and your sons and their wives. I want to tell you this about obedience. It's powerful. It's very powerful. Obedience protects us. Wow. Where would Noah be if he didn't obey the word? Okay, that's great. I love it, Noah. You sought the Lord. You found favor with the Lord. You received the word of the Lord. But then you didn't have the obedience to build. You're operating outside of the protection of God. Obedience protects us. Genesis 6:22, get this. Noah did everything exactly as God had commanded it. Wow, obedience protects us. If you want to be in the safest place, how many people would like to be in the safest place with God today? Obey. obedience is the key. When we realize that things are hostile around us. There are some violent things. There are some aggressive things at work in our lives. The safest place to be when we're not sure about what tomorrow holds and maybe the work-related situations in our life, we don't know what to expect when we're going into work. The safest place to be is the place of obedience. When we see in our world hostility and anger and injustice and fear, where do we go to? We go to the place of obedience. And there are things in our world, in your world, in my world, that are messed up. They're out of place. They're wrong. They need to be addressed by God. Where should the people of God be? In the place of obedience. Let's give a big hand for Noah and his family. They're working hard today. They're working hard. That's good. What did Samuel say to King Saul? He said, obedience is better than sacrifice. But the problem is, a lot of times we're thinking that God is expecting us to jump through a bunch of hoops and God is expecting perfection from us when God is just expecting simple obedience. He doesn't expect you to be perfect. He doesn't expect for you to jump through a whole bunch of legalistic loopholes. No. He's expecting simple obedience. The story of Noah is a story of simple daily obedience. Noah didn't build the ark in some miraculous one-day construction project. No, every day he got up with his three sons and said, okay, let's build a little bit more. I'm sure it took him a while to build a boat the size of a football field. With four guys. Simple daily obedience. Sometimes we're missing the supernatural, looking for the spectacular, because we won't just pick up a hammer and some nails and a couple of boards and have simple obedience. Simple, consistent obedience. If you want the blessings of God this year and the favor of God and the covering and the protection that comes from God, get into a place of obedience to God. So Genesis 6:17 says, look, I'm about to cover the earth with a flood. I'm about to destroy every living thing. Everything on earth is going to die. But I will confirm my covenant with you. Covenant. Somebody say covenant. Covenant. Say it again, covenant. It's such a powerful thing. If we can get hold of this covenant and stay in covenant with God, miraculous things will happen in our life. You see, miraculous things, miraculous salvation, miraculous blessing was on Noah's life and his family because he was in covenant with God. You see, God is talking about covenant. And it's so powerful that God is making an agreement with man. It's a sacred thing. It's a sacred pact. And when we understand God never goes back on his word, God never goes back on his promises. When he makes an agreement, when he makes an arrangement with us, when he makes a covenant with us, his word never fails. He is the best partner in an agreement, in a contract, in a covenant that one could have. This is amazing that God wants to strike covenant with man. God is looking for people that he can have covenant with. Covenant. And so out of the whole world, God chose one man to strike covenant with, Noah. And I think far too often we forget the journey that's gone on between this incredible process, an incredible thing called covenant between God and man. God looked the whole world over and he found one man, just one, that he could strike covenant with. Do you know that each and every person in this room has the ability to strike covenant with a holy God? Today, you have found favor with God. And you have the privilege to walk into covenant. And that is the greatest statement of manifested destiny in this year, in your year. That's what can happen in this year. Covenant with God. But far too often we take for granted the privilege that we have to strike covenant with God. It's a blessing. It's an opportunity. It's a privilege to be in covenant with God. This year, can we have a different type of mindset to say, I'm going to value covenant? To say, I'm going to be thankful for covenant because I've been chosen, I've been favored, and God has struck covenant if I choose to enter into it. He's striking covenant with me. And I want to give you the truth. The truth behind your trouble. The truth behind your trouble. If there are no big problems, there will be no big miracles. There were some pretty big problems in Noah's day. And so it demanded in response a big miracle. If you remember, actually, it says that God hardened the heart of Pharaoh so that he could show that he is a miracle-working God. If your circumstances seem hard, maybe it's time for the miracle-working God. Come on, I'm talking to some people that your year has already been named Manifested Destiny. Manifested Destiny. We should remember that when times get tough and even impossible. That is the perfect working conditions for a miracle-working God. Until there are big problems, there can be no big miracles. So this year, if you've got some giants in your life, if you've got some big hurdles to overcome, if you've got some seemingly impossible or actually impossible scenarios in your life, guess what? That's the perfect environment for God to work in. And if we have faith and we have covenant with God, guess what's going to happen in this year? Destiny. Destiny, that's the good news, is your problem is the perfect opportunity for his miracle for you. And God is about to pour out his miracles on things we've been praying for, that we've been praying for as a church, that we've been praying for over our families, that we've been praying for over our lives. This is the year of manifested destiny. Not just having a destiny on the shelf, not just knowing that someday God is going to use me, but knowing this day God is going to use me. The things I've been believing for, the things that I've been praying for, the things that I've been seeking God for. This is my year. Somebody stand up on your feet and say, this is my year. I hope somebody can get a hold of this because this is your year. This is not going to be like any other year. This is your year. Come on and join hands with somebody right now. And bow your heads. Father, I thank you, Lord, because you're giving us a year and an opportunity, a divine moment. God, and I know that you want to manifest your presence and you want to manifest miracles in our lives like never, ever, ever before. I thank you. We've had destiny before in other years. We've had problems before in other years. But we know that you have. We've sought you. We've found favor with you. We've received the word of God. And we're building. And we're going to see the miracle in this year. We're going to see the manifestation in this year. We're going to see purpose in this year. And Lord, I speak purpose on your people. I speak destiny on your people. I speak faith on your people, God. Because it's not by accident, God. But it's, Lord, it's a timely thing that they're in this place, in this season, at this time, God. And you're putting your favor on them. And God, you're striking covenant with them. And Lord, we're running to the place, the safest place of obedience. And we're daily picking up our hands and we're working to build, to build, to build something you can bless. So God, bless your people. Work with your people. Work through your people. Bless your people and bless through your people in this season of manifested destiny. This time that is appointed, God, you sat back and you predestined this moment. Lord, it wasn't by accident. It wasn't by coincidence. It wasn't by evolution. But God, it was a divine appointed time that you said, I'm going to throw open the windows of heaven and I'm going to pour out a blessing so much that it's going to overflow off their lives. It's going to overflow off their families. It's going to be more than they could ask or think or expect or even have dreamed, because it's the year of me manifesting things in their lives. It's not a regular year. Oh, thank you. And they will lay the capstone to shouts of joy. Oh, and they will finish the work that they set out to perform. Lord, I thank you for your people. I thank you for your promises. I thank you for your word. I thank you for your favor. I thank you for your covenant, God. Let us be bold to act. Let us be bold to act in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Come on, give God a big shout of praise today, because God is good.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.